Awakening to Reality and the Riverside Salvation. I woke up in my smoke-filled apartment, my head throbbing. I stood up and empty cans crunched beneath my feet. I tasted the wine glass left on the table and gagged. It was truly awful. I held my head and wondered what kind of crazy dreams I was having. What green stones? What guardian angel? And me getting married? At this weight, I'll die before I'm 30. I called a friend and the phone rang for a long time. "Mike here," he finally answered. "Toivo here. Let's go drink at the Riverside Park," I said. I quickly put on my torn denim jacket and stumbled down the apartment building stairs. A car was blasting music downstairs. "Toivo," Mike said, "I found a good song. It talks about a river. Hop in and let's go." Sitting on a bench at the Riverside Park, I thought about how empty, depressing, and dark my life was. Then I saw three people approaching. I saw the joy and peace shining from their faces, and I felt jealous, wishing I could be that happy too. They came up to me and, "Have you heard about Jesus?" I thought to myself that I had prayed a little bit in the past. "Can we pray for you?" they asked. "Why not?" I replied, sensing their sincerity and the presence of some spirit. "Do you want to give your life to Jesus Christ?" "Yes, I do," I said, feeling a sudden prick in my heart. I fell to my knees and broke down. They placed their hands on me and prayed, and something like a power descended upon me from heaven, filling my heart with freedom. "In the name and blood of Jesus," one of them prayed. Afterward, I watched the river flow and saw something like heat lightning brighten the sky. Thank you," I said, standing up and hugging my new friends. "Thank Jesus, we are his unworthy servants," they replied. A little later, after we talked, I walked away feeling completely liberated, as light as a feather.
Was a funny thing, I realized. I didn't crave alcohol anymore. Suddenly, a large gang appeared in front of me and surrounded me. I told them, "Jesus loves you." A demonic, cackling laughter burst from their mouths. They knocked me to the ground and kicked me in the face so violently that one of my eyes burst. I howled in agony, and I heard one of them scream a demonic shout, "An ambulance for Toivo!" Tapi Haltu, the dark hospital, Vladivostok, next. I woke up in a black ambulance. I was bound to a stretcher with belts made of human skin. In front of me was a nurse from hell. She grimaced, and I saw her bleeding gums. Wearing a dirty white suit, she sewed my eyes shut with a needle and thread. "Toivo! Toivo!" she gnashed her teeth. The driver, who wore a black tuxedo and had pitch black eyes, turned around. A deep voice spoke through the rusty mesh, "Code 6 to Vladivostok," and I lost consciousness.